The following audio clip will help to outline the Morgantown Human Rights Commission's complaint procedures. The complaint process is divided into four stages: the complaint, investigation, conciliation, and hearing stages. The complaint stage description begins at 0 minutes, 33 seconds. The investigation stage description begins at 2 minutes, 5 seconds. The conciliation stage description begins at 3 minutes and 45 seconds. The hearing stage description begins at 4 minutes and 40 seconds. We will now begin to discuss the complaint stage. To start the complaint stage, you will need to fill out a complaint form found at the Morgantown Human Rights Commission website. Then, mail or deliver the completed complaint form to the Office of the City Manager at the attention of the City of Morgantown Human Rights Commission, 389 Spruce Street, Morgantown, West Virginia, 26505, or by email at tohrc@morgantownwv.gov. It will be filed on the date it is received. The complaint will then be reviewed to see if it meets the following three requirements. First, it has to be signed by the complainant and contain a verification that the allegations are true. Second, the complaint has to have been filed within 365 calendar days of the alleged incident. Lastly, it must have all the necessary personal information. If the complaint does not meet these requirements, then the complainant will be notified within 20 days of filing as to why the complaint is insufficient. If the complaint is based on factors other than gender identity, sexual orientation, or veteran status, then the complaint will be forwarded onto the State Human Rights Commission for investigation. The complainant will be notified that their complaint has been forwarded. This can also occur at any stage at the will of the Morgantown Human Rights Commission. If the complaint does meet the requirements, then the complaint will move on to the investigation stage. To start the investigation stage, the complainant will be notified of the preliminary review. This is where the complaint will be presented at a meeting of the Human Rights Commission within 30 calendar days of filing. The HRC will form an investigative body for the complaint. The investigative body can be one of the following: the whole commission, a special committee, or an individual member of the human. The investigator will determine whether probable cause exists and whether Morgantown Human Rights Commission has jurisdiction. The investigators may conduct oral and written interviews with the complainant, the subject of the complaint, and any other involved parties. The investigation should be completed within 60 days of filing. The investigative report will be filed and the Human Rights Commission will continue if the complaint satisfies the requirements of probable cause. If the Human Rights Commission determines that there is no probable cause, then the complainant will be notified. In response to this notification, the complainant may file a request within 10 days of receiving this letter to show the existence of probable cause. The Rights Commission may decide to hold a meeting. If this is the case, the complainant will be notified when and where it will occur. At the meeting, the Human Rights Commission will determine if there is probable cause. If none is found, then no further action will be taken by the Human Rights Commission. If probable cause has been found, then the Human Rights Commission will determine whether to proceed to the conciliation stage or directly to the hearing stage. The hearing stage description begins at 4 minutes and 40 seconds. The conciliation stage begins with both the complainant and the subject of the complaint being notified. Conciliation may involve discussions and meetings with the complainants and the subject of the complaint and/or their representatives separately or jointly as determined by the Human Rights Commission. The process should be completed within 90 days of filing. If conciliation discussions yield an agreement between parties, then the Human Rights Commission has to deem the agreement as either satisfactory or non-satisfactory. If the agreement is found to be satisfactory, then the complainant will be notified by the Human Rights Commission that the matter has been resolved and no further action will be taken. If no agreement is made, or if the agreement is found to be non-satisfactory, then the complainant will be notified by the Human Rights Commission that conciliation was unsuccessful and that the complaint is proceeding to the hearing process. The hearing stage will be initiated by the Human Rights Commission serving a copy of the complaint along with a notice to answer the charges upon the subject of the complaint, hereafter referred to as the respondent. Service shall be made in the manner required for service of civil actions pursuant to the West Virginia Rules of Civil Procedure. The notice will state the time and date of the hearing before the commission. The date will be 30 calendar days after service of notice on the respondent. The respondent may file a written answer to the complaint at any time up to the date of the hearing. The hearing will be conducted by a hearing examiner chosen by the Human Rights Commission. The hearing examiner may determine what types of testimony and evidence will be considered. Both the respondent and the complainant may participate in the hearing and offer evidence and testimony directly or by counsel. The hearing will be recorded. The hearing examiner will prepare written findings and conclusions to determine whether discrimination occurred within 120 days of filing. These findings will be submitted to the Human Rights Commission for review. The Human Rights Commission will then determine if discrimination has occurred or is occurring. If no discrimination is found, then the complainant and respondent will be notified that no discrimination has occurred and the matter will be considered closed. No further action will be taken by the Human Rights Commission. If discrimination is found, then the Human Rights Commission will serve the respondent an order to cease discrimination and correct the discriminatory practice. The order will specify the measures required and include findings of fact and conclusions of law with respect to the application of the City Code Article 153 regarding discrimination, which findings and conclusions would allow review by a court. This order will be served in the same manner as permitted for the services of complaint on the respondent. The complainant will be notified with a copy of the order. The letter may indicate that the complainant individually has the option to pursue private civil action to redress any issues not resolved. This concludes the audio narration of the Morgantown Human Rights Commission's complaint procedures. If you have any more questions, please visit our written complaint procedures on our website.